Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, empowering wellness and oneness. I'm your host, Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, a Reiki master, gifted intuitive, yoga instructor, and spiritual teacher. Today on the Healing Soul Podcast, I'm going to be talking about grabbing your blessings and opportunities. Each one of you listening have things floating in the ethers, blessings and opportunities, and infused knowledge that you can grab that already has your name on it. Those little nudges and inklings that you get for a new idea that comes out of nowhere, those are blessings and opportunities for your soul to grab and to do something with. So don't ignore those nudges. And be open and allowing and accepting when blessings and signs come to you. Allow that infused knowledge to come in. And what I mean by infused knowledge, I'm sure you listening, you've had an idea that you don't know where it came from. And you're like, that's a good idea. But then you never did anything with it. When you get those little nudges, journal and write down the idea or the thought or opportunity that comes to you, and then follow up with some action steps. Because once you allow those blessings into your life, synchronicities happen and new doors and new beginnings open for you through healing, through visions, through messages. So you can have a vivid dream with an idea, or you can have a call out of nowhere for an opportunity that you don't feel qualified for. Well, have faith and go for it. And if you have been working towards something and you're getting discouraged and it hasn't happened, have faith and perseverance that it will happen and keep going. And I want you to keep holding hope in your heart, because every day you wake up is a new opportunity and a new beginning to start over. And I know I have blown it in the past, not taking opportunities that have been offered to me, because maybe those negative voices from the ego in my head are like, you're not qualified, or you don't know how to do that, or you're not ready for that next step. And now I know and realize that that's when positive opportunities come, is when we're allowing and accepting. So don't let these opportunities pass you by, and let the self-doubt and that inner chatter that tells you to make an excuse why you can't do it, that you're not good enough, or that you're not qualified, let all those thousands of self-doubts just go. Imagine them floating away in a bubble and leaving you. And remember that somebody else has stepped out and taken a chance, and there's nothing to fear. What's the worst that can happen if things don't work out? You start something new. So just try to be open and have perseverance for things and ideas that feel really right to you and your soul. Because remember, each of you listening, you are a divine soul. And I want you to know that all things are possible for you. So grab those blessings, grab those opportunities out of the ethers. Choose your light. Shine your soul to the world. Let go of fear and pessimistic thoughts, and allow yourself to open to the blessing and opportunities that are in the universe for you to tap into and to take as your own. And I want you listening to ask these life questions. Who are you? And after you're done listening today, write down 7 things that you think of when you ask yourself the question, who am I? And once you write down the things that you feel you are, if you don't like what you wrote, you can change them every day that you wake up. One action step at a time. And know that you need to have self-acceptance and self-love for yourself. What this does for you, it enables you to reach higher and higher on a daily basis to your soul self, your higher self. And that is where vast wisdom and infused knowledge of why your soul came to earth. And that's the next question. Ask yourself, why are you here on earth? And just sit in meditation and journal seven things of what comes to you. What is your soul's path? What are you so passionate about? Think about what comes easily to you. Can you paint? Can you write? Are you creative? Can you draw? And when you're at your most content, what are you doing? What action are you doing, or what activity? And write down, what do you want to accomplish in this lifetime? What do you want your legacy to be after you're gone, when people think of you? And keep journaling and keep asking yourself these questions, because they'll change as the months go by. And as you expand and you grow into your blessings and opportunities, as you allow them to come into your life and you step into your blessings, you step into the opportunities. Because no matter how bad it is right now in your life, there is a new day tomorrow that could have the best opportunity waiting for you that has your name on it. So keep hope and don't give up. And when I got laid off, I thought it was the worst thing ever. And this was in the past. And what that layoff did for me was give me an opportunity to start writing my books. I had journaled for years in notebooks, and I had drawers and drawers full of them. And when I got laid off from my job, like I said, I just thought it was the worst thing ever. But there are blessings in changes, and blessings and opportunities that we never thought were there, or things that we would have never done had something not changed. So flow with life. If you've had a big change enter your life, you listening can go down a whole new path, a brand new road of opportunity, and a shower of blessing can rain down upon you if you just have gratitude for what you do have, flow with life, and keep your intuitive eye wide open, and open that intuitive heart. And ask your guides and your angels, help me today in every way. And they will. You'll feel an intuitive inkling or be guided towards one area of your life. Blessings are really there for you to grab. You are worthy. You are a divine being. You are a divine soul. And like I said, when I lost my job and I didn't know what I was going to do with myself, I realized it was my soul's path to write books. As I started writing, I started giving intuitive readings that I had never had time to do before. I was a Reiki master. I started giving Reiki healings and talking to many, many people across the U.S. and abroad about spirituality, about hope, about healing yourself physically, emotionally, and spiritually, being healthy, and knowing and realizing our soul self, and invoking those questions of, why are you here? What does your soul need to do on this time around the earth? So going with the flow, taking in life one day at a time, being open and aware, just taking notice of opportunities that come. And I know that sounds so obvious, but sometimes we have an opportunity that presents itself and we're so busy to our day-to-day life, we kind of forget about that. Oh my gosh, looking back, that was a wonderful opportunity that I didn't even inquire about. So take pause when some opportunities come to you and really evaluate if it's your right time to take that opportunity, or is it the right time for you to step into your blessings? And like I said, once you know your soul's goals, have daily perseverance by taking little steps every day. When I started to write, I would sit down for 1 hour, even if I only wrote two sentences. I would set a timer and just sit there, and I would ask for the words to come to me. And Archangel Gabriel is who I always ask for divine words to come through. And some days I would end up writing for 4 hours, and some days that hour seemed like 10 hours. But just persevere for your soul's goals. Celebrate in your progress when you accomplish something that moves you toward your soul's goal and your soul's path in this lifetime. Reward yourself. And know that every single person is here for a reason. So just doing that self-awareness and reflection of figuring out why you're here. And sometimes it takes years to exactly figure out why you're here. But just asking the question and having time for meditation, forgiving yourself, having compassion for yourself, and then visualizing, once you know what you want and where you want to go, visualizing yourself achieving that goal. And doing, like I said, those small things daily, and having faith in yourself and that the universe will provide the perfect opportunities and the perfect blessings when you ask. And your angels will show up for you if you ask them to guide you in your life. And believe in yourself. And I know I have finally gotten to a place in my life where others' words, negative or positive, really don't affect me. I know who I am. And that took years for me to get here. And it's not about having a big ego. It's about being comfortable in your own skin, in your own spirituality of knowing who you are and what you want to accomplish. And I'm going to go for it. And I know, yes, I can. And so can you. You just have to decide for yourself what you want and persevere and keep going and moving forward daily. And have faith in yourself. And believing in yourself, believe in your dreams. It gives it energy. It raises your frequency to connect your heart to universal heart and knowingness, opening your heart and your third eye to get those messages about what you're supposed to be doing every day, keeping the faith and having confidence in yourself. And I want you to choose hope over fear. Every day you wake up, know and be open to hope of having the faith that good things are waiting for you, knowing that blessings, you listening, there are blessings with your name on them. And knowing that your karma in this lifetime is to enact your higher self, your soul's self mission. And it might be to help people. It might be to heal people. There's so many things. And only you can know your soul's path by doing self-evaluation. And I know changes like I've lost my job in the past. That was an awful change that turned out to be a beautiful blessing in disguise. But change is hard and it's challenging, but it's inevitable. So having a positive mindset, shifting to, there's a new opportunity waiting for me. And I wonder what it is. Staying curious, trying to figure out what your next steps are. And doing things daily, taking a walk in nature, meditating, giving yourself self-care, self-love, taking time to celebrate your small wins on your soul's path. If you've taken two or three steps today, pat yourself on the back and talk about what you want to bring about Share your ideas with people, especially positive friends. And like I said, visualize blessings coming to you. Write down seven things, seven from heaven that you want to pull to you that will help you in your life, or things you really feel like you need. And trust that God in the universe will bring them to you. All things are possible for you. You are a divine soul. And taking spiritual actions, opening up your inner growth in your heart, and realizing that opportunities are possible for you, and having intention, creating a sacred space to meditate. Get a meditation cushion, get a white candle. I mean, a few simple things can set the tone for your meditation for you to get in touch with your soul. And ask for messages, and journal some more, and do it daily. And ask yourself, what can I do today to move towards my soul's goal? And write down a little action step, and do it. And have gratitude every day for those little things that do go right, because it increases your vibration, your mood. You shift into a positive mindset. And forgive yourself if you're holding yourself back. Follow your intuition. Get outside if it's a nice day. Take a 10-minute walk. It can do wonders for your soul to have that universal connection with everything. Just by grounding in your backyard, go take your shoes off and stand in the grass. And imagine Earth's energy coming up through your body and visualize it revitalizing you. And I always do an affirmation, and today's is, blessings and opportunities find me. I am a divine soul. I am capable of all things. Gratitude is my new attitude. And if you're driving, of course, you can't meditate, but if you're at home and you've got a few minutes, kick off your shoes, sit in a comfortable chair, lengthen your spine, sink your hips into the chair. We're going to take three deep breaths and exhale loudly. So if you can, take your first deep breath and pause at the top. Relax, loosen your shoulders, lean your head back, sink your hips further in the chair, let all your stress go. Now shut your eyes and imagine that you're floating on a cloud, a big, fluffy white cloud in a blue sky. Your light is a feather. You're being held and uplifted on this blissful cloud of love. It envelops you now. You're at peace. You've let go of all your stress. You realize those little things don't matter. You see angels all around you. Gabriel's there. Michael's there, Raphael, and as you gaze at these beautiful angels, you notice that they're glowing, they're shimmering, and they're sending you love now. I want you to feel Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael enter the room. See them spread their wings and send you love. Allow telepathic angelic thoughts to come in. Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael are surrounding you, spreading their wings, and ask them for your message now. You listening, open your heart. And if you didn't hear your message, ask again. Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, all those listening, send them their message now. Now ask to see your blessings. See them floating on the clouds and accept them. Visualize yourself in a perfect new opportunity that enters your life, be it in your relationships, your career, or your creativity. Sit with this visualization now. Ask yourself, what have I always wanted to do? Know right now that yes, you can. Do anything you set your mind to. You are a divine spark, a soul of shining light, shimmering in the sun, the moon, and knowing who you are. Feel the brightest white light wash over you now. Now I want you to see a golden light moving up and down your right side from heaven to earth. Now see a silver light coming down from heaven to earth, going up and down your left side. Ah, you feel in balance. You feel harmony. You feel connected to all there is now. The connection is strong to divine wisdom and allowing your knowingness to enter you now. You see your third eye open wider, wider, wider. You see your heart open and expand in the white light beaming from your chest. I want you to sit in quiet for a moment and ask for your message now. When you're ready, wiggle your toes and your fingers. And open your eyes. And you can do a modified meditation every day for whatever your need for that day is. Ask your spirit guides and your angels to give you a message, and then just sit in silence and wait. And journal whatever comes to you, no matter how crazy it sounds, and then date it. And here's a few quotes for today. What you seek is seeking you, Rumi. Don't shrink yourself to fit into places your soul has outgrown. That's unknown. Your soul is your best friend. Treat it with care, nurture it with growth, and feed it with love. Yolanda. You don't have a soul. You are a soul. You have a body, C.S. Lewis. You alone are the judge of your worth, and your goal is to discover infinite worth in yourself, no matter what else anyone thinks, Deepak Chopra. When you feel worthy, you open, allow, and accept blessings and opportunities into your life. You are a divine soul, worthy of all things. MB, me. You listening, ask yourself, what is your soul's purpose? Ask yourself what makes you happiest. Make your life how you want it to be. Only you can decide to change and take the action steps every day. Take time for yourself and realize that you are worthy. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card, and today's is fate. God has a plan just for you, and it's better than you can ever imagine. Go with your passion and embrace fate now. What do you feel in your heart? Allow fate to come into you and live in your passion in all areas of your life. Fate. I want to thank each and every person listening. You are a beautiful soul, and I appreciate you. Please hit the follow button and share this episode with a friend. I'm doing this podcast to give people hope and healing. And check out my website at marybeth333.com. And my books are on Amazon. And I want to thank you for listening today. And know that God loves you, and so do I. Empowering wellness and oneness. Goodbye.